Courtside, Steve Dozier, as we get ready for the girls' game as Prairie and Linmar tangle for the second time this year. They met earlier on in the season in a non-conference tilt, and it was Linmar pulling away at the end to get that victory, 53-44. High school basketball once again tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. Our thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charlstrom, and their entire staff over at First Federal for helping us out, bringing you high school basketball. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And this is the first of three, Steve. These teams are going to get to see a lot of each other and hear a lot about each other because they're going to play again more than likely a week from Saturday.
Yeah, more than likely because I think Prairie has Marshalltown, and Marshalltown right now is struggling. I think they've won one game this season, so I guess if you go based on paper, it'll be another Linmar and Prairie matchup again.
That would be over at Linmar in the semifinal round of the 5A substates. But first things first, this one tonight, very entertaining, very interesting matchup. Linmar comes in number 7 in 5A. They are 16-4 overall, 10-2 in the division. Linmar still has hopes of a tie for the division championship. They're going to have to win tonight and get some help as the Cedar Falls Tigers tonight. They will be at home, on the road at Waterloo West to take on Dr. Tony Pappas and the Waterloo West Wahawks. Kennedy tied with Linmar right now, second place in the division. They are both 10-2 at this point. And Prairie comes in right at the 500 mark, 10-10. They are 4-8 in league play, however. And so psychologically for Prairie, you feel a lot better about yourself, I think. If you're over 500, then you go into the tournaments at 10-11.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, last year I think they won 4, so they definitely doubled their wins. It's an improved team, that's for sure. I think they played Linmar last time. It was like 47 or 49, 41.
Yep.
So, very good game. Talking to coach, they're confident about tonight. They're confident that their team will play well. And I think it's going to be a good matchup. Linmar playing very well right now, and that's the scary thing. Coach Prenny likes how they're playing and likes how they're she feels like things are coming together finally for them, and that's if you're Prairie, that's not what you want to hear. But if you're hoping to get a Metro team to state, we want to see a lot of Cedar Rapids teams hopefully get there, and Linmar's got a good shot for sure.
Yeah, they'll more than likely have to face Dowling and beat the Maroon in the championship game of the substate. You mentioned Linmar playing awfully well. They won 7 in a row, and they've knocked off some pretty good teams. At Waukee, defeated Xavier, beat Jefferson, won that big one down at Iowa City High against the Mississippi Division champion Littlehawks. Also won at Xavier in overtime on Tuesday night. Got Xavier's best shot in that one, 67-61. What Coach Jamie Prenny Brandt likes about this team is they've all accepted their roles now. Coming together, boy, you want to be on a roll going into the tournament.
Yeah, and that's what it is. She wasn't comfortable with how they were playing together. She just says something's not right and some piece is missing, and just when you thought you had it figured out, another piece would be missing. So she's really happy where they're at right now, and it's a good time. I mean, they've had some really good wins, and I think you throw in Bettendorf in there, and Prairie's had some, but for tonight, if Prairie wins this tonight, that's a good signature win. I mean, they've had some nice wins, but this would be a good signature win for Prairie tonight, especially going into tournament play.
And what really depends on Prairie, and you ask yourself what Prairie team's going to come out here tonight. Is it the Prairie team that can stick with people, that have beaten some good teams? Beat Waterloo West by 18 points, beat Marion, or you're going to get the Prairie team that maybe has lost to Dubuque Hempstead and others like that.
Right. And they lost to Cedar Falls by 1. And yep. Cedar Falls is 18 or 19-1. They're definitely capable. And you're right, it depends what team shows up. And for Prairie, they need a lot of scoring from everybody. They can't rely on two girls. So they'll need some scoring and others to pick it up for sure.
Then you have senior night going as well. It's always a very emotional night, especially on the girls' side of things. And this is the last time Prairie, at least in the regular season. They'll get Marshalltown next Wednesday night here, but it'll be the last regular season game for the seniors on this floor.
Well, and one of the seniors, Scott, is Maddie Adams. Maddie Adams tore her ACL last week. Talking to mom and dad, they said there were 17 seconds left in their practice. Must have had the clock on or something, but Tori ACL and her sister Marissa, who I had, also did the same thing. And so you just hate to see that. She's such a great kid, and especially a senior, you hate to see that. So, but it is. It's an emotional night, and, you know, but sometimes the emotion carries you through on a lot of different things that, you know, that can be real positive tonight.
Well, and a nice gesture there, Jamie. Brandt, the head coach of Linmar, went over and talked to Matty Adams there a little bit and said, hey, I know what you're going through because I did the same thing when I was a sophomore in high school.
Well, Jamie's a class act. She always has been a class act. She was when, you know, we coached her, you know, coached against her, obviously at Iowa and now obviously as a coach. So, and I'm sure Matty Adams appreciated that too, to have her come over. That's great.
We got two of the best in the conference head-to-head here tonight. You got Olivia Usher playing her senior night game here, headed to Kirkwood next year. You got Amanda Olinger headed to Iowa next year for the Linmar Lions. And tell you what, Olinger averaging a double-double. She has been on a tear as of late. Had a 20-plus point, 17-point or 17-rebound game down at City High. And she has just been outstanding as of late.
Yeah, she's been playing extremely well. And I think she realizes this is it for me. So I need to... my goal is to get to state. My goal is to bring the team to state. And she's playing like the Iowa Gatorade Player of the Year, in my opinion. So it's definitely going to be fun to see how she can keep this up all the way through the rest of the year.
Yep, and we're going to have the playing of the national anthem coming up here in, well, in just a couple of moments here before we get you our before we get you the starting lineups brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. So let's go ahead right now and honor America with the singing of our national anthem here tonight from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Cedar Rapids Prairie, as we are set to go here for the Hawks and the Lions. Let's give you the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Linmar Lions, seventh in the state at Class 5A. They come in at 16-4 and 10-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Linmar, they will go with, at forward, it'll be number 15, Allie Akers, a 5'9 senior, averaging 4 points a game. Also at a forward, future Iowa Hawkeye Amanda Olinger, number 43, the 6'1 senior, averaging a double-double, 18.2 points, 10.3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals a game, shooting 43% from the field. At center, number 20, Lexi Fries, 5'10 and a junior, averaging just under 4 points and just over 4 rebounds a game. And the guards will be number 21, Brittany Lansfield, 5'3 and a senior, averaging just under 3 a game. And number 32, Cameron Finley, a 5'8 sophomore. And Finley averaging just under 12 points a game. The head coach for the Linmar Lions is Jamie Printy Brandt, assisted by her father, Jeff Printy. And by the way, congratulations to Jamie, who is going to be is expecting, and they will have their first baby in July.
Wow, that's outstanding. So just what we need is more printies around from Prairie to make our lives miserable over here. So a lot of printies and a lot of Bohannons. That's awesome, though.
Congratulations to her. The starting lineup for the Prairie Hawks, 10-10 on the year, 4-8 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Prairie, Anna Ford. It'll be number 25, Olivia Usher, a 5'9 senior headed to Kirkwood next year. 14.6 points per ball game. Also to Ford, number 44, it'll be Hallie Person, 6'4 and a sophomore. And a Person averaging 6.8 points per game. At center, number 30, Jenna Wagamaster, 6'1 and a sophomore, 6.4 points, team high 5 rebounds a game. And the guards will be Lindsay Altenhoffman at 5'6 and a senior, averaging 7 points per ball game. And also at a guard, Taylor Monk will get the start tonight. And Monk, a 5'8 senior. The head coach for the Prairie Hawks in his second year is Josh Bentley, assisted by Steve Stump. And our officials led by Scott Frayling in this one here tonight. Linmar in the road black with the white and red trim. Prairie in the home white with the orange and black. Interesting, Steve. You've gone through this before. You play a team the last game of the year. You got to turn around and play them right away in the tournaments. Do you show a lot? Do you show something different? Do you save it? What do you do?
We played Linmar 3 times in 1 year. Played them last game of the year and first game. I'm not a believer in it's hard to beat a team 3 times. If you beat a team, it's already in their mind that you can beat them, and it's already in the other team's mind that you may lose to them. So I think you come at them, you do what you can, you give your kids the opportunity to win. So I think you're going to see both teams just do what they do.
All right, set to go. It'll be actually Mackenzie Stauffer getting the start, another senior. She will get the start tonight. Ball was tipped 3 times. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be Linmar ball, says Scott Freeling. So Mackenzie Stauffer getting the start tonight in the game for Prairie. Back look like the Hawks are going to go with Sarah Schmidt out there. She'll come in. Monk, Altenhoffen, Usher, and Stauffer, the starting 5. A few seniors getting a chance to get out there. A pass outside from Wollinger, and she throws it behind Finley and out of bounds.
Well, you got an interesting matchup already with Mackenzie Stauffer on Wollinger. Height-wise, good matchup, and that'll be an interesting matchup tonight to see how that plays out.
So Stauffer gets the start in this one. Linmar with the man-to-man. Usher takes a free throw line to Stauffer. Stauffer backs her way down low against Freeze. Turnaround shot out the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Taylor Monk. And Prairie will get another shot at her. Monk will take it up, no good. Forced it up there. Good defense by Allie Akers, and here comes Linmar the other way. Prairie with the man-to-man defense as well. Ollinger steps back. She'll put up the 3 and hits it left of the key.
Boy, so dangerous. So dangerous from the 3-point range, and she's such a threat.
25% 3-point shooter, but has been really better as of late. Here's Altenhoffen, the one-hand runner, no. And Linmar the other way. Ollinger in transition. Picks it up and kicks it outside to Akers. Comes right with a stutter dribble. Almost carried it. Now they drop it inside. Freeze posting up. Tried to go back door and to pass out of bounds. Linmar's turned it over twice already.
Yeah, not the start coach has wanted here, but it's good. That's a good sign for Prairie here because they need to get a good start. They need to come off with a really good start in this first quarter.
And what? Kudos to the crowd. A lot of them have stuck around. From the boys' game to the girls' game, a little different tonight.
Yeah, and the Art of Noise is here, one of the best pep bands locally you'll see.
Schmidt, runner won't go, comes up short. Rebound Linmar, long pass up ahead to Finley, drives in all the way, reverses it, no. Ollinger with a one-hand put back and was fouled.
Boy, you know, Ollinger is one of the best offensive rebounders I've seen.
And Olivia Usher will pick up the foul. Now for Prairie, they've got to keep Usher in the game.
Yeah, she is their main scorer, and she's one of the smartest kids I've ever coached. And, they need her on the floor for sure.
Free throw short, no good for Amanda Ollinger, 74%. The Lions shoot 68%, and Ollinger 1 out of 2. She's got all 4 of the Lion points. And it's 4-0 Linmar. Sarah Schmidt, the freshman. Monk working it outside the arc. Usher picked up by Olinger. Comes right off the ball screen. Stutter dribble. Goes in with the leaner and got the roll.
Great move by her. And that's what Olivia needs to do. And that's what she will do. She likes to take it in. She can shoot the runner. And she can pull up for a jump shot.
4-2 lead. Just underway here in the girls game. Boys were first tonight. And the Linmar boys with an 18-point win. And on the double team, a reach foul called on Prairie.
Yeah, they isolated her, called the play and isolated Olinger for a pick and roll, 2-on-1.
First foul on Taylor Monk, and Linmar will inbound in front court. Lancel turns down the three, gets it to Akers outside the arc left side. Starts a drive on Usher. Now to Lancel. Altenhoffen on her. Takes a free throw line, kicks it outside. Akers will try it for three and connects from the left wing.
Yeah, right now, Usher, they have her playing a lot of help side kind of on Olinger and left her open.
Akers is a good three-point shooter, 39%. Usher driving in, cut off by their triple team. Stauffer goes cross-court to Schmidt. They play catch with the ball tipped away. There's the steal by Olinger. 2-on-2, Olinger tried to go crossover, ball tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with the Lions. And Person and Wagamaster in for Prairie, the two sophomores.
Yeah, they're a good sophomore duo. They have a lot of energy, a lot of length.
7-2 lead for Linmars. Finley will inbound. High lob pass caught out front by Olinger against the double. Turns on Wagamaster, puts it on the floor, starts to drive and kicks it to Finley for three. No good. Olinger flies in, fakes, goes up with it. That's no good. And the rebound out of there to Altenhoffen. She got too far under the bucket, I think, that time.
Yeah, she did.
Altenhoffen the other way and scores on the high arching floater.
She's had a great year, Lindsay Altenhoffen. A great senior year for deadly outside three-point range. But there's a little runner. You don't see that from her very often.
7-4. Step back jumper. Finley left it short. And the rebound fought for. And Hallie Person takes it away from Lexi Fries. 7-4 lead for Linmar. They've led the first 3.5 minutes. Wagamaster Dasher. Holds it, puts it on the floor, starts a drive, stop and go move, dumps it inside to Wagamaster for the easy two.
Yeah, Usher made a nice drive. Linmar double-teamed her to stop penetration. Nice dump off to Wagamaster.
7-6, and Jenna Wagamaster with her first bucket. Lions in front court, going to the bucket to our right, as they will go to the bench for the first time coming up. Posting up in the lane, Freeze, and they're going to get a pushing foul, I think, on Hallie Person. And the Lions will bring Carly Spees and Allie Johnson in. Johnson a 5'6 sophomore, and Carly Spees a 6'2 sophomore.
And Johnson can shoot the three too.
And the official scorer, officials bench is questioning.
Yeah.
And I think we're ready to go. It'll be Linmar inbound with that 1-point lead. Spees and Johnson, the two sophomores. A lot of youth out here for both these teams. Akers on the fake, drives in, dump pass in the high-low out of bounds, and it'll stay with Linmar.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of activity, and it is. Prairie's young, Linmar's young, and you're going to see these teams have some good battles down the road here.
They're going to battle it three times this year. So he'll play again 8 days from now, more than likely. Olinger angling right with it, takes a free throw line. Cross-court pass over to the baseline. Jumper short that time by Akers. There's Olinger again, flying in there for the putback.
Yeah, that's her third one, Scott. And again, I have not seen a better offensive rebounder in years.
9-6, 3:20 to play here in the game's first quarter. And they're going to get a reach foul on Cameron Finley. Isolated over there with Altenhoffen. First foul on the Lions tonight. It was an interesting night here at Prairie, Steve. They had the varsity boys game. At the same time in the old gym, they had the sophomore girls game, and now they're having the sophomore boys game in the old gym.
Yeah, it's a busy night. It's kind of one of those fun, exciting nights, but there's a lot of work by Jackie Fossum and Rocky Bennett to put this on.
Back door to Usher. Goes up with a leaner, rimming in and out, no, and Olinger gets another rebound for Linmar. She is just owning the glass right now. Puts on the floor, on the drive, cut off by Wagamaster. Back to Johnson. Dump pass inside to Spies, and she got fouled by Person. That's going to be two on her.
Well, Spies does a really good job posting up, and a little mismatch with height and physicality right now with Spies.
Got good position inside, and Person will have to come to the bench with two fouls. As the free throw up and good. Spies averaging just under 2 points a game off the bench. And she's going to be a big contributor next year for Linmar basketball.
Yeah, she is going to be. And right now, if you have her owning the block a little bit with the mismatch, you got Olinger on the other side, that makes it difficult.
11-6, Linmar, they've led the whole way. 2:45 to play here in quarter number one. Usher off the clear out, starts to go baseline, cut off by the double team. And Spies almost came up with a steal there.
Yeah, great help by Spies. They went double teamed her, and she did a great job sliding into help side position.
It'll be a tied ball. It'll be Prairie ball on the arrow. And ushered inbound. Gets it into Schmidt in the corner. Turns on Johnson. Bounce down low to Stauffer. Turns, and before the shot, traveled with it. Just picked up that pivot foot just a little bit.
Yep, just slightly, and they saw it, but it was a good move on her end, and that's good that she'll need to do a lot of that today, too.
11-6, five-point Lion lead as Allie Johnson walks it across the timeline. Megan Murphy into the game. Brother Riley hit some threes earlier in the boys' game. Johnson goes baseline, backdoor, bounce pass in the lane for Finley, collects it, doubled, and then was tied up, or did she travel?
Yeah, traveled. Yeah, traveled and frustrated right now. She hasn't been able to get a shot off yet, and credits that to Prairie, but she's definitely frustrated.
The heroine of the Xavier game, Claire Larson, comes in. Who hit the big three.
Oh, in the corner.
To help Linmar get that win. Her first three of the year. And she is in there now, 11-6. Prairie with the ball down by five. Schmidt holds it up high. They try to lob it inside to Usher, tapped away by Olinger. Schmidt starts to penetrate. Nice spin move right side of the lane and scores on the spin move and the scoop.
Yeah, and she's just a freshman. Right now, she's got some colleges already showing interest, and she's going to be a real good one.
11-8, 1:39 to play. A step back three by Olinger. Back iron, no, and Schmidt gets the rebound off the carom. And the mishandle by Altenhofen. Schmidt a drive and a kick to the corner. Stauffer starts a drive on Spies. Looking for some help. Picks it up and now bounces it right sideline to Lindsay Altenhofen. She'll drive in. There's that floater again. This time short. Tapped off the backboard. Murphy had it and lost it. Picks it back up. Murphy left open. She'll pull up for three. Barely caught the iron. And Stauffer with a rebound. We're not having the... hot shooting that we had in the boys' game in the first quarter.
Boy, that was quite a start for both teams in the high 20s first quarter.
Hawks working the perimeter outside the arc. Bounce high post. Stauffer turns. Puts on the floor. Spins in the lane. Turnaround shot blocked by Spies. And it comes down to Olinger. That's at least six rebounds for Olinger. Murphy, quick three. Back iron, no. And the rebound to Lindsay Altenhofen with 30 seconds to play in the corner. 11-8 lead for Linmar. They jumped out to a 4-0 lead. They've led the whole way. Curry with the ball. Far hash mark. Altenhofen drives baseline in all the way. She had the shot blocked. That's two blocks here. Back to back for Linmar. 7 seconds. Here's Larson coming off the ball screen. Tried to throw it inside. Spies fumbled it. Puts it up with the left hand. No. Got it back. Puts it up at the horn. And it's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. After one, the Linmar Lions 11 and the Prairie Hawks 8. We'll be back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
We welcome you back to Prairie. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier with you. 11-8 score, and Lindmar leading the whole way here so far as we start quarter number two. Not great shooting that first quarter by either team.
No, not really, and a little slower pace than what we saw in the boys' game, that's for sure. But, you know, right now, Lindmar hasn't been able to get something friendly right now, just needs to get going too, and she's out right now resting and getting, they're going to need her coming off the bench back into the game.
Allie Johnson goes cross court to Murphy. Murphy, Olinger, Johnson, Lexi Freeze, and Claire Larson in the game. Olinger doubled up front, finds the open gal Freeze, cut off by Usher. Man to man for Prairie. They're playing real tight.
They did, and they did a nice job hedging out on those double teams.
Monk back into the game. Also into the game, Lauren Cook for the Prairie Hawks. Olinger, a step back three, it's no good, and Cook with a nice block out with the rebound. 41. Usher, Cook, Altenhoffen, Stauffer, and Monk in there for the Prairie Hawks. Usher comes left off the high ball screen, doubled, gets it to Monk. To Cook over on the far side. The junior puts it on the floor as we played a minute here in the second quarter. Cross court pass, deflected, picked back up. And up front it goes, Olinger with a steal. Got in the passing lane, drives in on Usher, left it short though. And the rebound out of there to Prairie. They dodge a bullet right there. Pull up jumper, Cook won't go. And good rebounding position there by Allie Johnson.
Both teams doing a pretty good job rebounding defensively right now.
Lancey will get ready to come in for Lindmar. Now we got an offensive foul inside. They're going to get Lexi Freeze.
Yeah, she was, buying for position. They're wrestling match down there, and she definitely displaced her, so that was a good call.
Jamie Brandt accepted the explanation. Scott Freeling. 11-8. Here's Stauffer for a three. Almost banked it in, no good. And it's tipped out deep, picked up by Olinger. Lanciel back in to run the point now for the Lions. Murphy with Usher on her. It's going to be Stauffer on Olinger now as they switch that up with Usher picking up that first foul. Up top, ball fake. Lanciel driving right side of the lane. Kick out to Olinger. She'll take it in. Off balance 15-footer and banked it home.
Well, that's a tough shot, especially going to her left. That was a very difficult jump shot.
Stauffer left open. She tries a high arching jumper, left it short. And the rebound the other way to Lanciel. Long diagonal pass up ahead, now to Olinger. With 5:40 to play here in the first half. Circling in the lane, they try the bounce underneath and it's kicked out of bounds, gonna stay with Lindmar. Finley back in, and now Olinger will get her first breather. And Wagamaster in for Stauffer for Prairie. 13-8, 5:30 to play here in the first half.
I like the matchup too with Wagamaster on Finley.
Well, two good sophomores there.
Very good. Two good defenders.
Lancey off the ball, fake, drives in, had a block, but a foul call. Free throws coming up. And they're going to get Taylor Monk on the foul. Her second, team's fifth. And free throws for Lindmar. And it's on the way, rimming and good for Megan Murphy. No, check that, Brittany Lanciel. As Monk will come out with the two fouls, Altenhoffen back in. 14-8, Lindmar lead. Lanciel spins, puts it up, left it short, rebound back, tap, loose, and we've got a jump ball. And the arrow will give it with give it to Prairie.
It's time for Prairie to make a run here and to take it at them, especially with Usher right now. With Olinger out, now's the time to attack and mismatch with Wagamaster too. So right now with Olinger out, Prairie needs to take advantage here.
Wagamaster in front court, looking inside, trying to get it to Usher. They lob it in against a double team, and it was tied up. That was good help by Lexi Freeze.
Yep, she has played really good help side defense.
Fourth Prairie turnover. 5 minutes to play, first half. We'll have the stats, try to find some scores for you on the night. Olinger gonna get ready to come back in. Finley going one-on-one, backs her way in, kicks out, and a travel called on Lancille as she went to make a move.
Yeah, little stutter step, Olinger back in.
This pace probably, I'm not sure who it favors. This low scoring game.
No, I don't think either team in favors right now because they both like to pick it up and they haven't been able to get in transition yet.
Usher, far hash mark right side. Little stunner dribble, gets it to Schmidt up top. Sets a high screen, comes right off it, driving a kick to the corner. Here's Cook, jumper no good. Offensive rebound, Wagamaster up no on the turnaround and it goes out of bounds. Gonna stay with Prairie.
Wagamaster's got those such long arms too, Scott. That's gonna be timeout.
Yeah, we're gonna get a 30-second timeout. That'll be taken by Prairie. And Josh Bentley was asking if it's our ball. He's gonna try to set up something on the out-of-bounds play.
Yeah, right now, you know, it's a close game, 14-8. Not a lot of scoring, so this is a good opportunity for Prairie to set something up here and try to get a good open look.
And Linmar with a 6-point lead. Both teams cold shooting here so far in the girls game tonight.
Yeah, a lot of rebounds.
Most you've had all year, isn't it?
Right this early, yeah.
Listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Hawks inbound, and they'll lob it in. Catch made up top by Schmidt. Over to Cook, drives in the lane, tries to drop off pass to Wagamaster, cut off. Back up top, Altenhofen for three, and she hits.
There you go. She's shooting for over 40%, Scott, from the three, and anytime she gets an open look, it's in.
39-3 for Lindsay Altenhofen. And it's 14-11. One possession game here, and Lions with the basketball. Akers to Finley. Nice crossover dribble. On the drive, got doubled, and it was tipped out of bounds by Wagamaster. Stauffer back in, and Cook will come out. As it'll be Linmar at inbound on the far sideline in front court. Finley's the one that's been quiet tonight.
She has been. She's frustrated right now, and they need to get her involved.
Freeze turnaround on the right block, no good. Put back good by Olinger.
That's got to be at least her fourth or fifth offensive rebound.
Linmar in the year, 9 rebounds offensively a game, and I think you're right. She's got half that total already. 16-11, and it's been the Amanda Olinger show. High catch, Schmidt on the right sideline. Circles left, now spins, takes it down to the right block, leaves it for Wagamaster. Had a shot for a moment, turn it down. Schmidt with the runner rimming and good. And Schmidt, the freshman, right down the lane.
Schmidt is impressive, and she doesn't force anything, especially as a freshman. Kids tend to force some things, and she does not force the issue. She does a tremendous job running the, running their offense.
16-13, skip pass over the top, Lancille. Over now to the corner. Lions working the perimeter. Olinger coming off the screen and banked home the three. And a little smile on her face.
Yeah, she had a little question of, I'm shocked this went in.
13 for Olinger, 19-13. So she's got as many as Prairie. Here's a runner by Stauffer and got fouled by Freeze.
And I like what Stauffer's done. She's a lot more aggressive tonight, taking it to the basket and hitting or taking the shots too. So that's good to see out of her.
Kenzie Stauffer averaging 3 points a game, a 67% foul shooter. 2:38 to play here in the first half. And the free throw up and good for Stauffer. One more, and wholesale changes coming up for the Lions. Claire Larson back in, Allie Johnson back in, and Carly Spee is back in for Linmar. 19-14 in favor of the Lions. Second free throw, back a heel, no, and another Amanda Olinger rebound.
Man, tremendous.
She's going to have a double-double by halftime. Olinger is going to take it herself and scores with a left hand. Just weave through traffic.
Boy, she's such a talented player. Iowa's going to get a fantastic player.
Schmidt, pop-up jumper won't go, and Olinger with a rebound. I think she's got her double-double.
Yeah.
Pass ahead to Finley, fakes the three, steps in, cut off, trying to go back door. Instead, cross court, gets it over to Larson with 2:10 to play. 21-14, the lead for the Lions. Olinger thought about the three, now puts it up way short. Rebound to Usher. We got banged a little bit by Larson.
She got the wind knocked out of her a little bit.
And they're going to take a timeout here for Usher. Make sure she's okay. Nice job there by Scott Freeling.
Yeah, he roughed a nice job noticing that she was struggling.
Lindsay, go here, Lindsay!
Usher says, I'm all right. As Linmar will get back on defense. 21-14, under two to play here in the first half. Schmidt coming off the high ball screen, takes it left of the lane, flips it free throw line, now to Monk. Now inside to Usher, and she had it stripped going up. It's out of bounds, it'll stay with Prairie.
Yeah, great hands by Allie Johnson. Got her hands on the ball, which is a good thing that guards do very well.
Inbound, they go nice. Back door to stop her for the easy layup.
Good back door, out of bounds play.
21-16, minute and a half to play here in the first half. Finley. Over to Larson, holds it outside the three-point arc. Inside to Olinger, fouled going up. And Sarah Schmidt will pick up the foul for Prairie.
Prairie's hanging around, Scott. They've done some nice things, got some nice looks to the basket. And, you know, and fouling Olinger's not that bad. I mean, that's not a bad thing to do because, you know, she's a guarantee when she gets to the rim.
What a first half for Amanda Olinger, already 16. 22-16, Linmar. One more, in and out, no. And the rebound out of there to Usher. He'll walk it across the timeline, goes crossover, driving to kick out the stopper, open jumper, in and out, no. And they fight for the rebound, and Allie Johnson gets it. Long up court pass, nice catch into the corner. Larson three, and it's good. She's got two in a row.
Yeah, what a nice pass and catch, especially throwing about a 50-foot pass down and nice jump and catch and shoot.
Same spot on the court. She hit it against Xavier.
Of course, there's two quarters to play.
Yes, not quite as much pressure.
No.
Inside Stauffer, she gets doubled, puts up the turnaround, no. Weak side rebound, and Monk tied up. There's Claire Larson again. And the arrow will keep it with Cedar Rapids Prairie.
You know, it was a nice rebound by Monk, but she brought the ball down, and that's what you don't want to do.
8-point Linmar lead. Ushered inbound, gets it over to Schmidt, frees herself, puts up the three. It's an air ball, and Linmar chases it down in the far corner. 33 seconds to play here in the first half. Johnson out front, standing right-hand dribble. 24 seconds to play, and imagine Linmar go for one here.
Yeah, and I'd like to see Finley take it.
There she goes, into the lane, follow away shot good. Well, he didn't go for one, but they got the two.
Yeah, and they needed to get her involved, so I like what she did there.
26-16, and a near steal again by Olinger. Always anticipating.
She is. She is a great anticipator, and it's not the quickness, it's her anticipation skills.
10-point lead, this is the biggest. Prairie 5 seconds to get a shot off. Usher, jump pass over to Stauffer. Goes up with a runner and got it. Left of the lane at the horn. Stauffer with five, pulls Prairie back within two. As we're at halftime and it's seventh rated Linmar, 26. And Cedar Rapids Prairie, 18. We'll come back. Talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM.
A fresh set of wiper blades should wipe through just about anything, which means you can drive through just about anything with maximum visibility. Like polar vortex blizzards, torrential downpours, and even bug-infested backcountry side roads. Gotcha! With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
See clearly what your tax refund could do and save at AutoZone. Get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Rain-X Quantum wiper blades. Must buy two. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Okay, guys, I'm no expert when it comes to Valentine's Day, but I do know that nothing says be my Valentine like fine jewelry. Hurry into JCPenney's Valentine's Day sale and get 40 to 60% off all fine jewelry, or 40 to 50% off diamond earrings. Plus, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. Get what she loves at the prices you love, only at JCPenney's Valentine's Day sale. Coupon required, valid 211 to 215. Some brands and categories excluded. 20% off are subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or visit a store for coupon and details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Back with you here at halftime from Cedar Rapids Prairie, and our score at the break, the 7th rated Linmar Lions over the Prairie Hawks 26-18. And boy, it's been the Amanda Olinger show in the first half. She's got 16 points, almost outscoring Prairie herself right now.
16 points, or does she have 16 rebounds?
Might have both.
Yeah, boy, she is she's just got such great anticipation and eye for the ball, and you know, just what I like about when the shot goes up, she is attacking the rim to get the second shot opportunities, and that has hurt Prairie tonight. So they got to find a way to keep her off the boards, and you know, Prairie's got to find you know, stop her. I like what I'm seeing out of her. She's picking up the pace offensively, but you know, they're going to need Usher to score, and they're going to need some others to pick up too.
Cameron Finley only with 2 points, but Olinger's picking up the slack in the first half of this game so far. Let's take a look at the scoring. Linmar led by Amanda Olinger. 6 field goals, 2 of those from three-point land, and a total of 16 points in the first half. 2 out of 4 from the free throw line as well. Then Claire Larson's shot, by the way, was changed to a two-pointer.
Okay.
So she has 2 points. 3 for Allie Akers on a three-pointer in the first half, and the 2 apiece for Cameron Finley, Carly Spees, and Claire Larson. And 1 free throw for Brittany Lanseal in the first half for Linmar's 26. For the Prairie Hawks, being led by Mackenzie Stauffer and Lindsay Altenhofen with 5 apiece, Sarah Schmidt with 4, Olivia Usher with 2, and Jenna Wagamaster with 2 for the Prairie total of 18. And at halftime, 5 turnovers for Linmar, 4 for Prairie. Free throws, Prairie only 1 out of 2, 50%. 5 out of 8, 62% for Linmar in that first half. The Lions with 3 three-pointers to 1 for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And the bench scoring right now is 4-2 in favor of Linmar here in the game. And how about the rebounding?
Well, right now it's fairly close, but Linmar's definitely got an edge right now, up 18 to 12 rebounds, and you know, 5 offensive rebounds. Defensively, Prairie's got 12. Linmar's got 13. The big thing is, though, is the second shot opportunities that Linmar's created with 5 offensive rebounds. So second chance opportunities, they got to find a way to keep Olinger off the glass for sure.
Got a couple of boys scores. Wallard is all over Senior, 26-5 at the end of the first quarter. City High leading West 20-12 in the boys game. The City High girls beat West earlier tonight 57-41, so they win both games this year. And City High is a Mississippi Division champion, by the way. Halftime score, boy, Pleasant Valley lost Tuesday night, and they are down to Davenport West tonight, 30-26. And that would be a huge upset if that remains going here. Also, trying to find the score from earlier on this evening between Wash and Jeff girls. They were going at it in a doubleheader. Had a lot of doubleheaders tonight, Steve, around the conference.
Yeah, that's, you know, as a fan, you like to see those. I know as a coach, we always wanted more doubleheaders. You get bigger crowds, and you get different people that I hope become more fans that night of your program.
By the way, Marshalltown tonight dedicated their court to George Funk, the former coach and athletic director over there. Long time athletic director.
They still play in the Roundhouse there?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great, if you haven't been there, that's a place to go watch a game.
Also, you've got Xavier on top of Waterloo East in girls action, 20-5. Washington beat Jefferson 64-63.
Wow.
Earlier on tonight.
Well, they had a close game last time. I mean, Wash started out ahead with all those turnovers by Jefferson, but it ended up being a close game as well. And, you know, two good friends. And, that's been a great game.
Of course, these two teams, a good chance that they are going to meet here. Prairie and Linmar coming up next week. Prairie opens against Marshalltown on Wednesday. And you said Marshalltown, I think, is 1-19 right now.
Yeah,
did lose to Waterloo East earlier this year.
Yeah, and they haven't scored much either. I mean, they're averaging, mid-20s to high 20s for scoring as well. So, definitely it should be a matchup that Prairie should handle.
But you cannot look by anybody when it comes to this time of the year.
No, we had a team years ago that we thought we had a path to state and got upset by Davenport West, and it's done. And so it happens. You can't look by anybody, and especially this time of year.
Well, what do you think about the second half? I think Linmar's got to get Finley involved a little bit more, and certainly Prairie's got to get Olivia Usher scoring.
Yeah, for Linmar Finley, I'm glad she took that shot there with about 30 seconds left and shot it. And she just needs to get going. You're going to need her because you're going to see teams. Everybody is going to game plan for around Olinger. And Finley is capable of taking over games. She's one of the nicer younger players around the Metro, along with Rice and from Marion and others. So that's a good sophomore class coming through. But she needs to get going. And for Prairie right now, Usher needs to get going as well. Stauffer's picked it up. But, your go-to offensive threat is definitely Usher. But, Wagamaster had 15 the other night. She's capable of putting up another 15. So, I think right now you're going to see two teams that are going to come up and pick it up from other players.
Linmar back out onto the court. Prairie will be making their way back out here, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and we are to the tournaments. You had 1A and 2A started last night. How about Cedar Valley Christian?
I saw that against Marengo, right?
Iowa Valley.
Yes.
Who was the, I believe, a division champion in the South Iowa Cedar
League. They were like 17-2, and that just tells you can't overlook anybody. And that was on their home floor as well. So kudos to Cedar Valley Christian.
The Tri-Rivers is one whale of a girls' basketball conference. That just tells you how deep it is. You got Northland, Springville, Maquoketa Valley. They're just good teams lined up all over the place in that league.
Same with the WOMAC. I mean, boy, that's another top to bottom. So really good basketball around our Eastern Iowa.
3A's start their trail tomorrow night. We've got a game on 106.3 coming up tomorrow night for you, as it'll be the Solon Spartans in action. They're taking on Anamosa in a WOMAC conference get-together. That'll be the third time they'll play this year, and that will be tomorrow night, and that will be over at Solon, 6:45 tomorrow night. We've got boys basketball regular season in the afternoon, as it'll be Linmar hosting Ankeny Centennial tomorrow, and that will be at 4:30. That'll be on all three of our frequencies right here on KGYM. Our first girls game will be next Friday week from tonight, we're going to be over at Springville. We thought it might be Iowa Valley, but it's not going to be now.
No, and Springville's had another tremendous year, and they draw some really good fans, and they really have taken ownership of that basketball program. That started way back with O'Donnell. He really got Brian O'Donnell got the things going, and I think they finished second in state a couple years in a row.
One year.
That's right. Got second 1 year. So they're coming back. Coach has done a great job over there, and so yeah, that's going to be interesting now to clear that path, maybe or not. I don't know. Cedar Valley Christian did it once; they can do it twice.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. They play Sigourney coming up tomorrow night, so that'll be the next step in their process. And then we'll get started with the big class a week from Saturday. And we very well could be at Linmar for a rematch of this game here. We shall see. So it's going to be Linmar ball to start things off here in half number two. As the Lions will go to the bucket to our left, Brittany Lanseal will bring it up, and we're underway with half number two. Olinger frees, and we'll see what changes are made. There's a steal up front. Altenhoffen gets into the passing lane, takes it in all the way, and scores.
Great anticipation, great passing lane by Lindsay Altenhoffen.
Linmar with their starting five, Akers, Olinger, Fries, Lanseal, and Finley. And we'll get the Prairie lineup in a moment. Olinger turns high above the left block, puts up the shot, no. Offensive rebound, Lions had it and then lost it. And then I think we've got a push foul underneath on Finley. 84 feet away from the basket.
No coach likes a foul 84 feet away. You don't even like a foul 60 feet away from the basket, so. She's frustrated. She just needs to get in the groove here, and she's definitely capable of taking over.
Sarah Schmidt fakes the three, steps in, right back to Wagamaster at the free throw line. Wagamaster, Person, Altenhoffen, Usher, and Schmidt. The usual starting five for Prairie. Lob pass, high post. Person turns, puts up the 15-footer, a high archer, and got it.
Yeah, good start for Prairie with the turnover and layup and then shot by Person.
City High leading West 23-15 in the boys game at halftime. How about that?
Boy, that's low scoring.
And City High getting the upper hand. Kick out the freeze. Open jumper in and out, no good. And Finley got good position and got fouled from behind.
Boy, Finley is strong too, Scott. She's only a sophomore, but she is one strong player.
Prairie foul on Sarah Schmidt. First of the half, that is her second. And Finley will lob it in. To Olinger at the right free throw line. Turns off the clear out. Backs her way in on Wagamaster. Got cut off and kicked it back outside. Now Linmar will reset it. Freeze. Left open. Gets it to Finley.
Yeah, they're leaving Freeze unguarded, and Person's just helping in the lane, helping on Olinger.
Kind of doubling on Finley and Olinger. Freeze takes it in, kicks it back out. Lanseal on the fake, on
travel.
The drive, and walk. Yep.
Slitter pivot foot. Right now, Linmar's, they haven't come out with much moxie, so to speak.
And a little 4-0 mini run here by Prairie in the first couple of minutes. Person to Wagamaster. Puts it on the floor, goes crossover, leaves it for Schmidt at the far hash. Usher on the drive, takes it in on Olinger, double pump leaner, no, and Olinger grabs a rebound, snares it, gets it ahead to Finley, and she gets the layup running the court.
Good rebound, good up court, and nice job by Finley running the floor.
Well, that's a set right there. You just let Finley just take off, and because you know Olinger's going to get the rebound.
And she's strong. She'll finish. You don't want to foul her either because she'll finish.
Pass tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with the Prairie Hawks. Allie Johnson and Claire Larson in for Linmar. And Finley will come out along with Lanseal. 5:37 to play in the third. Linmar has led the whole way, but it's 28-22 right now as Prairie has climbed within six. Schmidt goes crossover up top, leaves it for Wagamaster. Angle pass out to Altenhoffen, up to Person. Her jumper is short from 17, and another Olinger rebound.
You can just say Olinger rebound, Scott, about 90% of the time you're going to be right.
Tried to go crossover and kicked it, picked up by Usher. Here's Usher weaving her way through traffic, leaves it for Person. Picks it up, goes up with a shot, left it short. Rebound kicked around and picked up by Prairie. Person to bounce inside the Wagamaster, turns and was fouled on the shot by Fries.
Yeah, that's a good mismatch right now with Janet. She's posting up on her, and they recognize that.
That's going to be the third on Fries. And you're going to see Spees for Fries.
Two similar players.
We're on the line. Wagamaster sinks the first. High school basketball presented again tonight by First Federal Credit Union. And Fries will have to come out with the three fouls. 28-23 in favor of Lindmar. Second free throw swished right through for Jenna Wagamaster. No Prairie pressure. As Allie Johnson will walk it across the timeline into front court for Lindmar. Larson picked up by Schmidt. They play off her, holds it high above her head. Between the circles, leaves it for Johnson. Turns, goes crossover, starts to drive. Cut off, back up top to Allie Akers. Bounce to the corner, now driving into the lane. Larson goes up, got fouled. I think they're going to get it on Usher.
Yeah, they kind of bailed her out there.
No, they're going to get a person.
Okay. That makes more sense because Usher was set.
That's a third on person. And a couple free throws coming up for Larson, short on the first. And Kenzie Stauffer will come in for Person. 28-24, Lindmar by four. Benzanese puts it on the floor, and Larson rattles home the second. We haven't seen pressure from either team tonight.
No, right now I think both teams want to slow it down and hopefully work a half-court offense.
Kind of slug it out. The high-low pass, Stauffer inside, turns, puts it up, and banks it home over the sophomore.
She is having a nice game right now, Stauffer.
Seven for her, 29-26. Inside, Spees on the turnaround, and she answers with a high archer.
Great answer by Spees.
Second field goal, or make it first field goal, 4 points for Spees, 31-26. Driving a kick out to Usher. She'll circle it back out front, leaves it for Schmidt.
And Olinger's on Usher, so that makes it a tough matchup there.
Takes her baseline, drives in, offensive foul on Usher. As Larson took the charge and a little slow to get up.
Yeah, I think they're saying that she was out of kind of a player control foul, kind of led with her arm.
Anytime you drop the shoulder, you're going to get that. And I think Josh Bentley just got warned.
Yeah, he's frustrated right now with the call.
Olinger outside the arc. They're clearing out for her. See if she goes one-on-one. Puts it on the floor, directing traffic. Turns down the shot, kicks it over to Johnson. Drives in, tried to go cross-court with a pass, almost stolen, but Larson picks it back up. Drop inside, here's Spees. So at the turnaround,
wow.
Left-handed shot, good.
Boy, right over Stauffer, too. That was a nice turn and jump shot.
33-26, and Lindmar back up by seven. As Megan Murphy's going to get set to come in. Alton Hoffman outside the golden arc, leaves it for Wagamaster. Starts to penetrate, back account to Schmidt. Spins her way right of the lane, kick out to Usher. They double her, leaves it for Wagamaster. Pop up 10-footer, good. And Wagamaster now with six and a quick Prairie timeout. And a full timeout going to be taken here by the Hawks. We'll take one as well. 2:54 to play here in the third quarter. And it's Lindmar 33 and Prairie 28. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
33-28, the lead for the Lindmar Lions. They've led since the start as they lead Cedar Rapids Prairie with 2:54 to play here in quarter number three. as Prairie. Josh Bentley called a quick timeout right there to talk things over. One real happy with the officials, I know.
No, it was one of those calls, could have went either way, but I kind of I think she was defensively, she was moving, looked like a not a great call, but I'm a lot smarter behind the bench than I was on it, so.
Aren't we all, man?
Yes.
Lenmar basketball, Larson penetrates, kick outside. Here's Johnson three, no, in and out from the right wing, and the rebound to Wagamaster. Brings it up herself. Leads it for Stauffer, turns on the left baseline, drives in the lane, spin
nice
move,
move,
goes off the glass,
Stauffer.
In and out, no. And a tied ball on the rebound, and we'll stay with Prairie.
Yeah, she did a nice job. Nice squared up jump shot, and almost got an offensive rebound out of it.
Inbound, looking, and it's off the leg of Olinger and out of bounds. He'll try it again.
Coach Bentley's not real happy. He's going to have to watch himself here.
He's trying to make up.
Yeah.
Hawk basketball. They'll lob it in with 2:25 to play. Schmidt in the center circle. Comes off the high screen, and yep, that was a pretty easy call there.
Yep.
Usher on the moving screen. That'll be the third on Olivia Usher. She still has only 2 points tonight.
Yep, she needs to get going, and she can't play with frustration right now either. She's got to look to take over, and she can't afford another foul, that's for sure.
Lions with the basketball. See if they try to get it to Olinger here to get something going. They'll trap out front on Johnson and got bailed out on the reach foul on Altenhofen.
You know, and that's the thing too. They had her stopped, and you always tell them, mirror, don't reach, mirror it, and get a tip, and they reached, yep, because they did a great job of trapping her, but they ended up with a reach.
2:02 to play in this low-scoring affair after a high-scoring boys game. Inbounds pass is knocked away by Schmidt. They dive for it, picked up by Usher. Lead pass ahead to Schmidt, but traveled with it.
Yep.
Tried to collect it and look at the basket all at the same time.
That was
time.
A good pass by Olivia. She did a good job getting on the floor and a good heads-up play to push the ball up the floor.
Now Jamie Brandt calling a play out. 33-28. Olinger sets the high screen for Larson. Comes right with a stutter dribble. The cross-court bounce pass. Tip goes into backcourt. Loose, and it's going to stay with Lindmar as Usher dive for it.
Yep. She's a great defense by Olivia.
Got to stay with Lindmar, though. Lions have had 3 shots at this offensive possession. Minute and a half to play here in the third. On the drive,
no,
all
no
the
help.
Way in. Larson had a block from behind and a late whistle and a foul.
Yep, no help side, and Stauffer tried to get a block and they called it with a push.
First on Stauffer, and that is team foul number 6 on Prairie. And the free throw up and good for Claire Larson. Has one more. Larson with 4 off the Lindmar bench. And it's 34-28. Second one, got the roll. And Lindmar back up by 7, 35-28. I believe this ties their high watermark of the game. Schmidt turns, gets it to Wagamaster. As Cook gets ready to come in, into the passing lane, and another Olinger steal, and she gets a layup with the left hand.
No, it was a nice steal by Olinger, but it was even smarter by Olivia not to get a cheap foul as she went up for layup.
Biggest lead now, 37-28. Schmidt penetrates, had it knocked away, picks it back up, tried to bounce it down on the block, and we're going to have a jump ball. And it will go to Lindmar. 55.5 seconds to play here in the third.
Yeah, this has been a little lower scoring quarter here, but Lindmar's making a run now.
All with that steal and layup by Olinger. Johnson, a power dribble, spins it back out. They work the weave up front, and there's the 17th foul as Altenhofen going for the steal.
Yeah, that's too many fouls too early right now. Too many reach fouls.
And Altenhofen will pick up the foul. 1-1 coming up for Larson.
Your friends from Southwest Cedar Rapids are listening in the garage again. But, so they said to say hello. So they're texted in on the text line that they're listening.
Free throw good. Well, good to have them tonight.
That's right. Big fans of yours.
Second one also good. 39-28, 42 seconds to play. Prairie will get the ball to start the fourth, so it's a pretty big possession. Usher coming left of the lane. Gets cut off by Olinger. Duck under move. Put it up. Had it blocked from behind. It's loose. Out of bounds. And will stay with Prairie.
I like what I like seeing. It's got both teams and balls on the floor. Both teams are going after. So you can tell this is a conference game tonight. This one counts. So both teams are really getting after it.
Cook. Cross court pass, Usher on the drive, all the way in, double pump leaner, and she was fouled.
Yeah, she got a step on her, and she did a nice job taking it all the way to the hoop, and didn't, anytime she can get a step, Usher, she does such a great job getting to the rim.
And I think they're going to get it on Finley. And the free throw, no good. No, Murphy, I beg your pardon, they got it on Murphy. And the free throw off, no good by Olivia Usher. One more coming up.
And that's a rare miss for her. She's shooting about 77%.
Got the second one. 19 seconds to play, a 10-point Linmar lead. And Usher will come out now to start, or to prevent that fourth foul from being picked up.
Yeah, you don't want a cheap one with 18 seconds left.
Here's Johnson angling her way across the timeline. They give her room, bounce pass right side. Outside the arc, on the drive. Olinger takes it in, lost it off her leg, out of bounds.
Yep, good defense by Jenna Wagemaster. Right now, 7 seconds left. Prairie's got a chance, and they bring Olivia Usher back in too. Another good move, so see if you can get a three-pointer out of this.
39-32. Schmidt will pick it up at the timeline. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Here comes Schmidt off the ball screen. Crossover, leaves it for Wagemaster. Turns, puts it up, and scores.
Oh, tough shot.
At the horn. On the turnaround shot, a 6-point quarter for Wagemaster. She's got 8. We're headed to the fourth quarter. After 3, it's 7th rated Linmar, 39, and the Prairie Hawks, 31. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Fourth quarter about to get underway here from Cedar Rapids Prairie. As Linmar has led the whole way, they lead at 39-31 as we start quarter number 4. And it'll be Prairie basketball off the buzzer beater. Hallie Person back into the game, playing with 3 fouls. Usher playing with 3 fouls in the lineup as well. Alton Hoffman up top. They clear it out for Usher. Gets it inside to Wagemaster, posting up on Freeze, who's got 3 for Linmar. Person, Wagemaster, Schmidt, and we got a foul on the Lions. Going to get it on Brittany Lanseal.
Yeah, got her hands on him, and then Teresa really emphasizing this, get their hands off, and she had both hands on her as she made a move.
Usher back in, as we mentioned, Olinger, Larson, Lanseal, Freeze, and Finley in there right now for Linmar. Schmidt driving a kick out to Altenhofen. Couldn't get off the 3, now cross court, Wagemaster. As Prairie working the perimeter here with the 5-out offense. Trying to get it inside. Coming off the ball screen, Schmidt drives in. Leaner, no good from 10. Rebound tipped around, and Olinger's got another one. Olinger weaves her way up. Pull up 15-footer, back iron, no. Rebound fought for. Freeze saved it in, but got it to Prairie. And Usher will bring it up. Over to Schmidt. Two-person game. Back to Usher. Turns in the corner for three. Too strong. And frees with the rebound. Olinger up court to Larson. 39-31 still. As Lindmar with the lead of eight. The Usher on Larson. Lindmar shooting from here on in, Steve. Need to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, it, they're in the bonus rest away.
Finley up top to Larson. Altenhoffen coming out on her left of the circle. Over to Finley on the dribble drive. Almost lost it. Over to Larson. Jumper up. Rimming in and out. No. And Person with a rebound.
Good defensive rebound by Allie Person.
Up court. Diagonal pass to Altenhoffen. She'll take it to the corner. Now Prairie will set it up. Coming off the ball screen. Schmidt with a runner. No good. Hit the deck. Play on. And here comes Lindmar the other way. That's two rebounds in a row that Olinger didn't get.
Yeah, and that's rare.
Now inside, we got a double foul.
Wow, both of them.
Now who is that going to be on?
I think Person.
So Freeze is going to get her fourth, and Person will get her fourth.
Yeah, they were both wrestling for position, and you know, you don't see double fouls very often.
And I'm not a big fan.
No, I'm not either.
Inbound to Olinger. Gets it over to Finley. Looking to drop it inside as they work the triangle right. They haven't had any scoring here in the fourth quarter. It's been a low-scoring game. Hand off to Olinger. And back it comes to Finley. Lindmar taking their time. Finley on the drive and a kick out. Here's Larson on the jumper and hits the three-pointer.
Yeah, that's a big bucket right now. Lindmar, you know, both teams just hasn't gotten anything going, and that's a big, big bucket right now.
42-31, Lindmar's biggest lead right now. They're at 11. Altenhoffen back to stoppers into the game. Goes up with a leaner, rimming good. Will they count it? No, they're going to stay on the floor.
No, they counted it.
Oh, they did. You're right. And I think the foul's on Finley. Not positive on that. Nope, they got it on. Now, wait a minute. Spees apparently got the foul. And we had a violation on the free throw.
Yeah, lane violation by Usher, I think.
So it's a 9-point game at 42-33. Lions with the basketball in the lead, and they're not in a big hurry here, and why not? They got Prairie into the bonus. Now, as I say that, Lanciel drives in, blocked by Stauffer, but a foul from behind.
Yeah, right now, Coach Prentice wants them to really run their offense, run it through and get a good shot.
Altenhoffen picks up the foul. That's a 19 foul, third on the senior, although I've got two. Free throw, two-shot variety, up and good by Brittany Lanciel. Steady floor general for this Lindmar team. Her second point of the night. Now she's got three, all from the free throw line. 44-33, under five to play. And Prairie with the basketball. Stauffer outside the arc, works at the Wagamaster between the circles. Far left wing to Schmidt. Altenhoffen coming off the screen. Skip pass over to Usher. With Olinger on her, and Olinger's done a great job defensively.
Yeah, she really has.
They bounce it down low to Stauffer. Turnaround shot, no good, short. And the rebound out of there to Lindmar. Spees gets it. And Jamie Brandt wants a set play right here. Olinger running that baseline. Lanciel. Up front, puts it on the floor, penetrates. Kick outside, Larson again with the jumper for three. No, and the rebound underneath, tipped and picked up by Usher.
Find your girl!
44-33, and gonna have a timeout for Prairie. Oh, and now Josh Bentley just got the technical.
You could see it coming. Yeah, you could see it coming. He's a... been having conversations for the last quarter.
And it's a timeout for Prairie. as Josh Bentley did get the technical foul. So now you're going to have free throws. Prairie's going to lose the possession.
Yeah, especially with 4:01 in the game, too, right now, because, you know, it's just a 11-point game, and those are tough. So I know he's been a little frustrated here in a couple of things that, you know, and you could just kind of see it brewing, and the coach gave him a warning, and I think he was out of warnings.
Yep. 44-33 with 4:01 to go, so it'll be a... Well, it's a 30-second timeout. No, it's a full timeout taken here. And now they're going to go over and talk things over at the Linmar huddle with Jeff Prinney, Jamie's dad. And now Jamie Grant leaves the huddle.
Yeah, I think they're trying to find out who they want to shoot it.
Looks like it's going to be Allie Johnson. He's going to come in and shoot the free throws. And that is allowable because it was a dead ball situation.
Right, correct.
So you can bring anybody you want in.
Yep, correct. And that's why you have, you know, assistant coaches too, because you do. You're worried about plays, and they're telling you who, you know, might be the best in this situation right here.
So now you're going to have Allie Johnson shooting free throws.
And they'll get the possession.
So that could be a six-point turnaround.
Could be a six-point swing here.
So Johnson will be on the line. And puts it up and in. That's her first point tonight, averaging about almost 4 a game. And second one, no good. Now it'll be Linmar ball, I believe. And it will be Lion ball.
He's
Now Hallie Person's going to come in.
Yep, they're going to have him sit down right now. After you get a technical, you can't stand anymore.
So Stauffer will come out. 45-33. 4:01 to go. And Johnson in there with Larson, Finley, Olinger, and Spees for the Linmar Lions. Johnson up top and a bounce. Over to Larson. And Prairie's picked up that intensity coming off the ball screen.
Yeah, and you're seeing Linmar now. They're starting to work it around more, and you're seeing a lot more ball reversals with the time on their side.
Finley on the drive, takes it in all the way, and fouled by Person.
That's her fifth.
Yep, because of the double foul. And she will leave with 2 points tonight. How about this? After the third quarter, the City High boys leading West 42-30.
Wow.
West will be here on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's
wholesale changes coming over in for Prairie. Wagamaster, Stauffer, Altenhofen, Schmidt all back in. Usher will stay. And Finley on the line for two, and buries the first. She's got five, 46-33. One more, and in and out, no. And the rebound to Schmidt. Prairie's down 13.
Well, excuse me, Scott. I'd like to see Schmidt. You know, she's such a good shooter and scorer, too, and that's part of being a freshman, but she's somebody that can definitely... get some points, and I'd like to see her look at the basket a little more.
Schmidt up top, reverses field, goes up the runner, it'll count the foul. And foul going to be on Claire Larson. That'll be the seventh team foul on Linmar. Chance of the three-point play. It's in and out, no, and another rebound for the future Hawkeye, Amanda Olinger.
You can shut your eyes and guess who rebounded.
46-35. Johnson in front court, dunk pass,
nice pass.
Inside to Spies.
Yeah, great pass.
Daya Spies with 8 off the bench. She's done really well.
Very good post-up moves and nice pass. Johnson recognized she didn't have any help side and lobbed it right into her.
That's going to be a combination for 3 more years. Stauffer on the other end can't get the turnaround to go off the glass. Lindmar with a rebound. Lions have really owned the boards, too, tonight.
Yeah.
2:40 to play in the game. Johnson on the dribble drive will take it in all the way and score. And Lindmar starting to pull away.
Yeah, 2.5 minutes right now, and Perry's got they can't really walk it up the floor. They're going to have to get some quick buckets.
50-35. Wagamaster's jump pass tipped out of bounds by Finley. As Cook will come in, and Monk in for Prairie. 2:22 to play here in the game. And Lindmar controlling this one. They've led the whole way. Prairie got it down to 4 at the start of the second half, but as close as they got it, Finley comes out with a nice steal. And she'll just hold it up.
Yeah, good decision by her to bring the ball back out.
Both teams now with 10 turnovers here in the game. Boy, Lindmar does such a good job doubling the ball and just slapping it away.
Yeah, good hands by both. I'm going to tell you, Finley, too, she's just a lot more confident this half. You're seeing a different look out of her.
Hasn't scored much tonight, but really Spies has picked her up.
Yep.
And others. Minute 40 to play. Finley on the drive. Goes crossover, drives in. Can't finish, though, with the left hand. Prairie the other way. Long up court pass to Cook with a minute 29 to play. Kick outside. Open 3. Short by Usher. And Spies with a rebound. And Lindmar is going to finish the year with 17 wins in the regular season. Probably will come up, we'll see. If Waterloo West can pull the upset over Cedar Falls, they'll probably have a division championship at least to share. They'll be rooting hard for Dr. Tony Pappas.
Yeah, and he just got a national award, too.
Right.
I saw that.
Lions nearly have it stolen away, but they keep possession. Runner a minute to play. 53 seconds. Olinger puts it on the floor. Tries free throw line, cut off by Stauffer. And looks like Prairie's not going to foul here.
They're just going to keep it out and hopefully not foul. And
pass to the side, kick and tipped out of bounds. And Lindmar will put it in with 35.1 to go. Allie Johnson right in front of us. Olinger was the difference tonight, but got some help off the bench.
Yeah, she did. She had some complimentary parts, and Finley just still runs the offense. She's so strong and doesn't force anything, and got others involved.
Down to 15 seconds, as the Lions are going to get the victory. Their second of the year against Cedar Rapids Prairie. Finley holding it, down to 5 seconds, and she will dribble it out, and that will do it. And Lindmar, we get the victory. They get the sweep of the doubleheader in this one here tonight. Final score, the Lindmar Lions 50 and the Prairie Hawks 35. And we'll come back and wrap it up after this 2-minute timeout here on KGYN.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible.
Member NCUA.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back at Cedar Rapids Prairie with the post-game show after the Linmar Lions get the sweep tonight as Linmar wins the girls game 50-35 after the 81-63 victory in the boys game. And Steve, just offensively and defensively, Amanda Olinger was just dominant tonight.
She was very dominant. She was dominant right from the start too. She, you know, came out with 6, 7, 8 rebounds in the first 4 minutes of the game and set the tone for her game, and you know, defense creates her offense, and it was just, you know, just a dominating performance by her.
Linmar got to the free throw line a lot more than Prairie did in the ball game. Prairie did get it down 4 there to start the second half, but then it was Prairie or Linmar that went on the run. Claire Larson and Carly Spees, they were two that were really big tonight for Linmar off the bench.
Yeah, they were big, and especially with they got some different looks from those two, and they did some nice job posting up, and they did a better job getting more involved, and the players got them involved. So a good job by them. You know, Finley, you know, she's going to have nights where she doesn't score as much, but she does so many other things for her team, just defensively and just her presence offensively and how her maturity out there as well.
We'll talk to Coach Jamie Brandt coming up here in just a moment or two. Let's take a look at the scoring in the ball game tonight. For the Linmar Lions, they end the regular season at 17-4 and 11. Yeah, check that. Yes, 11-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. That'll be the worst thing to do is a tie for second place. So a pretty good season for the Lions all told. They were led by two in double figures tonight. Amanda Olinger had a double-double, ended up with 18 points tonight, and 16 of those came in the first half of play. Also, Claire Larson off the bench ended up with 10 points tonight and did a terrific job coming off the bench. 6 points for Carly Spees off the bench. 5 for Cameron Finley tonight. Brittany Lancey with 3 free throws and 3. Allie Akers with a 3-pointer and 3. And Allie Johnson with 3 points as well for the Lion total of 50. For Prairie, they end the regular season at 10-11 and 4-9 in the conference. And at Prairie tonight, get this all totaled up here. They were led by Mackenzie Stauffer off the bench tonight on senior night with 9 points. Jenna Wagamaster chipped in with 8. Lindsay Altenhoffen with 7. 6 for Sarah Schmidt tonight. Olivia Usher had only 3. Olinger held her in check tonight. And then 2 for Hallie Person before fouling out for the 35 for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Turnovers, 10 apiece. Free throws, Linmar was 14 out of 20 in the ball game. So the Lions shot 70%. Prairie only got there 7 times. They were 4 out of 7. Not a lot of threes in this game. Linmar had 4-1 for Cedar Rapids Prairie, and the bench scoring was all Linmar tonight, 22. And let's make sure I got this correct here. 22-10 as far as the bench scoring in this one here tonight. And how about rebounding?
Well, it was the Olinger show, obviously. Linmar ended up with unofficially 30 rebounds. Prairie had 21. You know, and a lot of those were second, third opportunities. But boy, just the way Olinger goes up both hands and brings it down, and they get the ball up the floor, and you know, and to have only Usher score 3 points That's, you know, and I like the matchup. I mean, I think you put Olinger on her was a good matchup for Lindmar. So, they'll see each other again, and you're going to see some different play out of Usher, and you're going to see a lot of different things, I think, next time.
I would assume. We will see. Coming up a week from Saturday. Hi there. Jamie Brandt joining us as Lindmar gets win number 17. And congratulations, Jamie, first of all, on a terrific regular season.
Thank you. The best thing was that they got better throughout the way. You know, the goal is kind of to peak at the right time, and we're playing some of the best basketball we have all year, so we're pretty excited going into tournament play.
Yeah, 8 in a row. That's got to be a big high, and you get a week off now to get ready for things. You get that bye in the first round.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, not very often do you have a whole week during season to kind of, you know, work on yourself. So first couple days, we're going to do a lot of stuff that we haven't worked on for a while just because we've been preparing for those games. So it'll be nice to get a good couple practices in working on ourselves and then obviously get ready for either Prairie or Marshalltown.
Amanda Olinger was outstanding. I think she had a double-double before halftime. But more amazing, I think, was the way she kept Olivia Usher in check tonight defensively.
Yeah, I mean, Usher's a great player, and we kind of keyed on her coming in, and we knew AO would be a pretty good matchup for her because she tries to post a lot too. But, I mean, they're a good team. They have a lot of different weapons, and they're pretty balanced and well-coached, and just a good win to come out with at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, you had some bench tonight, too. You had some different kids come in. Finley didn't score as much, but she's such a presence out there. And her defensive, you know, but you had Spies and Larson do some things, too, which was nice. So your bench scoring definitely got it, and your rebounding tonight, too.
Yeah, it's always good to see some of those girls get a little confidence, especially this time of the year. Claire Larson hit a huge shot against Xavier the other night, and I think that really kind of brought her up. She played really well again tonight. Carly Spies, I mean, she has all the talent in the world, so it's just keep building her up. She had a good night as well, but we're going to be a tough team to beat if we get the bench playing well and our starters going. So
yeah, and you know, that the third quarter they just came out wasn't what you're looking for. You know, they're a little lethargic, but boy, once you got some defensive steals, some other things, and that just turned it over then and put it your way.
That's what every coach struggles with, is how to get your girls to come out aggressive every time. But, you know, we've worked on it all year, and I think we'll be ready to go come next week.
Definitely.
And now this is what you play for, to get ready to go to the tournaments. You've experienced that before. And,
I have.
You can share it with the girls, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously one of the most fun, best memories of my life. So hopefully we can get there, but I just am keeping it one game at a time. We don't talk too much about the ultimate goal just because all year we've done one game at a time and it seemed to work pretty well for us. So we'll keep going with that route and see where we get.
Because at this point it is one at a time.
Yep.
I mean, there is no two, you know, so if you
one
lose, it's done. Yeah, so
yeah.
That's a good approach. But, you know, very impressed. Your kids, you know. The thing about Olinger, yeah, she scores, she does all that, but her offensive rebounding, I have not seen a player like that in a long time with that much tenacity.
Yeah.
And her anticipation is outstanding as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I kind of take it for granted a little bit. I'm kind of used to, you know, AO's got that board. We don't really need to box out that well, but, I mean, obviously her athleticism and her body in there.
It's
is,
not her height. I mean, she's going after it. She's
and
going
mentally,
to.
She's also got a lot better with that of, you know, being aggressive on the boards, both offensively and defensively. So she's come a long way.
Yep.
Well, good job. We'll let you talk with some of the other folks. And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
very much.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
I remember when you were a freshman playing basketball.
I
feel pretty old.
Well, I'm all old and washed up.
And I said, that's all we need is more printies to make our life miserable here at Prairie.
I like basketball, right?
Yeah. That's.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right, congrats, Jamie.
Thank you.
All right, Jamie Brandt, as they win it tonight over the Prairie Hawks by a score of 50-35. And this is a good Lindmar basketball team. They can do it so many different ways. And, you know, Olinger, Finley, defense, rebounding. They're just going to be a hard out.
And they're athletic, too, and they're strong. So they are going to be, they would have to be the favorite. Who's on the other side, Scott, of their bracket?
Dowling.
Yeah, that'll be. that'll be, you know, could be a great matchup too. But I tell you what, Prairie's capable, and they've shown it before, and I think you're going to see a different team next time. I think frustration got the best of them, and when your top scorer isn't scoring too, that kind of changes things for others on the team as well. And plus, you know, you lose a senior, Adams, and that plays a role into it. So I think you're going to see a different Prairie team come out against Linmar, and you know, like Jamie said, it's one and done. So who better to tell you that than somebody who's experienced it at all different levels?
Well, and you hit the nail on the head. Now, more than likely, it's going to be a third matchup. You said you don't believe in the old third matchup.
I don't. I think they say it's hard to beat a team three times. I don't think so. I think if you beat a team twice, they have the confidence knowing they can win, and the team that, you know, loses two, I mean, their confidence says, well, we lost two and hopefully we can win. It's not hopefully, you it's one of those confident changes. So I do think it's when you win twice, that is a different confidence for both teams, and if you lose twice, it's a different kind of confidence. So, but is Prairie capable? Absolutely. And you know, they played okay in spots for sure, but they played better, and I think you are going to see a better game for both of them coming back for tournament time.
And more than likely, we will be over there on Saturday night, a week from tomorrow. As if Prairie gets by Marshalltown, it'll be Prairie and Linmar going at it for the third time, and that should be a good one when you get down to the tournament. So we'll look forward to that coming up. And all right, I know you've had a long day, so we'll let you go, and we will see you coming up Friday night when we're over at Springville.
Yep, looking forward to that game. Thanks, Scott.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Rocky Bennett here in at Prairie for all his help. Big thanks to Zach Johnson and Jeff Downing back in the studio for all their engineering help. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and a big thanks to everybody for tuning in. Tomorrow morning, Coach's Corner comes your way at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk Linmar boys basketball and Washington girls basketball. They were both winners tonight. Earlier on this evening, Wash got Jeff by a point, and the Linmar boys with an 81-63 win over Cedar Rapids Prairie. And then tomorrow afternoon, our next broadcast comes your way at 4:30 on all three of our frequencies. It'll be the Linmar boys and Ankeny Centennial from the Linmar gym. And again, that gets underway at 4:30 coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow night at 106.3 FM, it will be girls regional 3A basketball. The Solon Spartans will take on Anamosa, and that will be at 6:45 with Brent Balbinot tomorrow evening. Hope you enjoyed it. For both Phil Dunn and Steve Dozier, Scott Unash, thanks so long. Final scores tonight in the boys' game, it was Linmar over Cedar Rapids Prairie, 81-63. And in the girls' game, it was 7th-rated Linmar over the Prairie Hawks, 50-35. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? I'm On Communications is currently seeking...